Hello, friend. I'm so grateful you're here. Welcome to the Today I Am Enough podcast, season 3. This season, we are taking time to better understand who the women in the New Testament are and their experiences. We will learn more of them, their story, and how Jesus Christ tutored their lives. We will learn more about how much Jesus Christ loves women. Welcome, welcome. This week, we are talking about Mary of Bethany. Mary and Martha is another way you may have heard of her. So 6 days before Passover and Jesus Christ's death, Jesus went to Bethany. While there, he had dinner with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, who he had raised from the dead the chapter before this. And several of the apostles were there also. Let's read in verse 3. He says, "Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of ointment." So interestingly enough, in Mark and Matthew, they both mention this story and they say that she anointed his head, and John says the feet. These are both sacred, the head and the feet, to be anointed. And so it very well could have actually been both. But this ointment that she had was very expensive. It was very rare. And in Mark 14, verse 5, we are told that it says, "For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and then have been given to the poor, and they murmured against her." So Mark is the one that tells us how expensive this ointment is, which is 300 pence. In doing some research, 300 pence was probably about $50. However, 300 pence was also a year's wage, because about 1 pence was a day's wage. So the daily wage was about 17 cents. And so if you multiply that by 300, a yearly wage, then it's about $50. So really it was an entire year's wage. And at the very least, really, it could have been worth about $30,000 if you want to look at it that way. 30, 40. Obviously, people make a lot more than that in a year. But there's potential that one person could make 30 and live off that. So this was a very expensive gift either way. And Judas Iscariot likes to be the one that points that out, which is kind of interesting. There's a lot of foreshadowing of what's to come with Judas. In verse 5 and 6, it says, "Why was this anointment?" So he says, "Why was this anointment ointment not sold 300 pence and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put in it thereof. Meaning he was in charge of the money, right? Jesus' response is one that I really love. There is a JST in verse 7. Just make note of that. "And then said Jesus, let her alone, for she hath preserved this ointment until now, that she might anoint me in token of my burial. For the poor always have ye with you, but me ye have not always." So let's break this down a little. What exactly was happening? This, we have this incredibly expensive oil, and Mary comes to Jesus and starts anointing his feet. The feet that are very dirty, potentially. They might have been cleaned when he entered the home, but in those days, the feet were very dirty, and servants were usually the ones to wash the guest's feet because it was not a pleasant job. Mary used her hair to anoint the Savior's feet. Women usually wore their hair up. She took her hair down when guests were there, and then she used her hair to anoint the Savior's feet, to wipe the Savior's feet with this anointment. And so she puts herself in a very vulnerable and humbling place. However, she's also showing that so much love. She understood the significance of the Savior. And she may not have completely understood what was coming and exactly what he'd been teaching, but I think she understood that something was changing. And the apostles watched this, and maybe more than just Judas was a little surprised by what was happening. So do you think a few days later, as Jesus washed the feet of the apostles, that this moment in memory came back to them of Mary anointing the Savior's feet, and then he in turn was washing theirs? I believe that Jesus is showing so much gratitude and love for Mary in these moments. She had been with him in his ministries. She was a disciple and a follower of Jesus Christ. She was a friend. And he talks about being gone, and she knows who he is. And this is like a gift that she is offering to the Savior. She is offering all she has and all she can give him. And I think it's so beautiful that she's willing to do that for him. So I hope as you read this week, you can see the love that the Savior had for Mary, that he defends her as the apostles talk about what she's doing and trying to understand, and just shows her unconditional love and understanding and friendship.